This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I wish to find a church whose clergyman holds himself aloof from politics. I like Gurley. He don't preach politics. I get enough of that through the week. This is curious for us because we can see how relevant to our politics is Lincoln's spiritual life. Nonetheless, this is what he said in his first few weeks in Washington as president. While he is the most spiritually relevant politician we've ever had, it wasn't politics he was after at church. And that may tell us something, not just about church and state, but about religion and politics. Now, Lincoln did want to go to church. At this time, his early days as president in the South, about ready to bomb Fort Sumter and start the Civil War, he was heard to say, and here's another Lincoln quote for you, "If to be head of hell is as hard as what I have to undergo here, I could find it in my heart to pity Satan himself." His friends say he's in the dumps. Lincoln is entering some dire straits. We've talked about how often he has begun to call upon divine assistance, God. So Lincoln picks a church where the minister preaches about God, not politics. And yes, Lincoln ends up being a president who talks about God, if not in politics, at least in history. Well, let's compare and contrast Lincoln with someone else who talked about God and the issues of the day. Here is someone who is opening a map of the eastern United States and pointing out the Allegheny Mountains. Those are mountains that are a part of the Appalachians. So who is this person unfolding the map? Well, it's John Brown, the radical and violent abolitionist, who eventually conducts a failed and foolish raid on the federal arsenal at Harper's Ferry, planning to emancipate, to free the slaves. And who is he showing the map to and speaking? Well, it is Frederick Douglass, the great black abolitionist. He is saying to Douglass, look, God placed the Alleghenies here, quote, for the emancipation of the Negro race. So he knows the divine purpose of those mountains, the rivers, and maybe even the Big Dipper stars. That is some pretty bold theology and some pretty specific politics. John Brown inserts himself into this image. He knows why God put these mountains right here, never mind that they were there before there were slaves. John Brown knows that it is not exactly the mountains that will emancipate the slaves, but him. He will take over history and make happen what he thinks should happen. Not as a humble instrument, but as a master mind. You see, the map is not so much of the mountains as it is a map of John Brown's brain, and Douglass did not go for it. You could say Brown was preaching God in politics, and remember that was just what Lincoln did not want to go to church to hear. Lincoln would not have picked John Brown's church or sermon. So now it's 10 years later. Let's compare and contrast that first dialogue with another one about God and politics. We hear Abraham Lincoln saying something about God and history. It's not a sermon. It is his second inaugural address, and he says something very hard to hear. Not about what God was going to do with any particular mountains or people, but what God has already done. Lincoln interprets history. He does not predict it. And that is what biblical prophets do. He says what the lesson is, not what the future shall hold. Lincoln says that for both the North and the South, who both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, that God has not exactly answered either of their prayers the way they wanted. For God has allowed them, us, to engage in a bloody war, in the justice that is God's punishment for the blood drawn in slavery. Lincoln is not going to get too many votes for that, but then he's about at the end of his time on earth anyway. So he adds, and also from the Bible, not from his brain, that God wants us to be like Jesus in the New Testament was, not to judge in glory, but to live with malice toward none and charity for all. So Lincoln asks the people to bind up the wounds of the widow and the orphan and to care for the troops and to allow for the achievement of a just and lasting peace. And guess who was there to hear that speech? You're right, Frederick Douglass. Douglass told Lincoln it was a sacred effort. Lincoln knew people didn't like to hear that gods and their own purposes were not always the same. So when Douglass took Lincoln's hand and said it was a sacred effort, Lincoln replied simply, "I am glad you liked it." Lincoln spoke to history, if not politics, words about God, sacrifice, suffering, justice, and even future redemption. Words that can also let us down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.